Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report featuring Jim McKinney and myself, to an extent, Big Al. We're going to talk about a number of topics in our four segments today. In the first segment, we're going to talk about the interview that Tucker Carlson did with the chief of the Capitol Police. Very, very telling, and I have also posted that video under today's date. Jimmy, let's hear about it.
So this is a very interesting story. So what we're beginning to see now is that Tucker Carlson interviewed Chief Stevenson. And we did a daily editorial a little bit about this just recently, but there's more to the story. So he did that. Tucker Carlson did it on Fox Nation. He did that interview while he was still working for Fox. He was preparing to broadcast that interview. Now, this is with the chief of Capitol Police, Stevenson, on January 6th. And he had been the chief of police since 2019.
Right.
And he'd been a D.C. federal there in Washington for over 30 years. Very professional guy. So what happened, there's two parts of the story. The first one is, apparently, Fox executives, it's being reported by some people, that Fox executives wanted to see the video before Tucker broadcast the video. And now, Stevenson, Chief Sun, he's actually published a book that explains all the issues. So people knew that there was some issues going on, but Fox executives demanded that they see the video before Tucker Carlson broadcast it.
And what was it, Jimmy? Just one quick question. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it does make sense from a corporate structure standpoint. What do you feel was the rationale for the Fox folks not wanting that to go out until they blessed it?
Well, I think what they're afraid of is that they are showing that it shows, the interview showed some nefarious activities with key members of Congress, both Republican and Democrat, that created a bigger disaster from January 6th.
Right.
And so I believe, this is my speculation, that Fox News was afraid it would embarrass certain members, possibly people like Paul Ryan, possibly people like Mitch McConnell. Paul Ryan, because he's an executive at Fox, and of course Fox News, remember, called the election early and is part of the conspiracy, in my view, to change the outcome of the election in 2020. And so I think it's a damning interview. And when you see the interview, well, let me finish what happened. So Tucker would not allow Fox News to review it. He was fired that Friday night. So Friday they wanted it. He wasn't going to. He was going to broadcast it on Monday. They fired him that night. Now, we do not know if that's the full reason why they were firing him, but this is a very, very high probability that it had to do with this interview. So what Tucker Carlson did, and what was released on Friday, the 11th of August, is another interview. He asked Chief Sun to come back into his studio now, outside of Fox News, and redo the interview with more information.
Right.
And in that interview, Stevenson basically outlines with factual evidence the efforts by key individuals inside Congress and inside the executive branch, including the military and intelligence community, to withhold information that might have helped them make better decisions, but more importantly, withheld support for security of the Capitol. To a point where they could actually get more video of more violence and let the crowd go wild. And he makes a very, very compelling argument that there was something very nefarious happening on January 6th.
I want you to speculate a little bit and tell our audience what you think that was, the nefarious act.
So
go ahead.
Jim. Go ahead. Now, I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to repeat the facts that he provided. And those facts that he provided were, he did not, even up until the day before and the day of, he did not know there was intelligence reporting that there would be intense violence at the Capitol. He had the Capitol Police have their own intelligence liaison unit that actually works with the joint intelligence agencies through Washington, D.C. Different agencies withheld information, and it's turned out that they knew that there was going to be more violence, that they had information there was going to be violence, but they withheld it from the Capitol Police chief. And he does not understand why they would do that unless there's some other nefarious reasons behind it. And we can, and look, we know what happened with the video teams. We know that Nancy Pelosi's daughter had a video team with Nancy Pelosi throughout the day. We know that a lot of different media outlets hyped this issue incredibly strongly, and it was used and manipulated to create the circumstances of basically alienating an entire segment of our population that were frustrated with the outcome of the 2020 election and have very serious questions. So Chief Sund, as he talks through this, he explains how he requested, when he saw things going south on January 6th in the morning, he requested from federal agencies and the Sergeant-at-Arms in the House and the Sergeant-at-Arms in the Senate for federal support, that there were actually a few hundred National Guard very close, within like visual distance of the Capitol, but they would not be released because when he requested it, the Sergeant-at-Arms had to get approval. He said he had to get approval. He did not need approval. He had to get approval from Nancy Pelosi, and the next Sergeant-at-Arms in the Senate had to get approval, said they had to get approval from Mitch McConnell, who was at the time the leader of the Senate.
Right.
They did not give approval. And there's established procedures in Washington for that response. In an emergency situation, they could authorize it, but they did not. And they withheld that support for National Guard to come in and help calm the problem for over an hour, which allowed a lot more violence and a lot more things to escalate. And, of course, he's been very, very upset about it. And, of course, the accusations that for some reason they were at fault because he was immediately relieved from his position after the event.
Right.
The deputy Capitol Police Chief was promoted up, and she had been working directly with Nancy Pelosi's office. So the Sergeant of Arms was very close to Nancy Pelosi. These are facts. Did not give authority to bring in additional support and waited for a long period of time, which created a more violent circumstance, a more violent situation for the media.
You know, pretty well thought out, I have to say. A lot of the actions that are leading up to what I call the tipping point, what I mean by that specifically is I think political events and societal opinions are going to go in the direction of the conservatives now. Without offending the progressives listening to this show, I would have to say that I think that they're probably going to change their minds about what's going on in this country. You know, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I don't want to give Mark Milley and the Department of Defense a break on this as well, because apparently they had very specific information of potential violence, had algorithmic data mining that showed a significant potential problem. They withheld information and actually put out a memo that restricted the National Guard from being available, even though they knew that this was going to happen. And they are the backup response for the Capitol Police. Yeah. And this, again, shows a level of corruption and coordination between Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, Mark Milley, and key individuals on both sides of the aisle in order to undermine the Trump administration and alienate voters in America that actually want to see a change in Washington.
Yeah, boy, I have to tell you, it is almost an unwinnable contest when you have everybody in government against you, as Donald Trump does right now. However, in spite of that, he is still leading in the poll, and it'll be very interesting to see how this comes out. Stick around, you guys. Gotta take a break for a commercial. We're gonna be right back with you.